Area law enforcement and school officials are warning citizens and parents about a deadly teenage game. It's called the choking game. The premise is simple. Find a way to get high without drugs or alcohol. Teens choke themselves until just before they pass out and enjoy the high created by the lack of blood to the brain. The deadly practice, also known as self-strangulation or auto-asphyxiation, is no game, but it's practiced largely by 9 to 16-year-olds worldwide. Many of the children playing this deadly game are high-achieving students who, via peer pressure, want to get high but don't want to try alcohol or drugs. The game can go wrong when the children fail to release whatever is choking them before they pass out. Once they lose consciousness, they can quickly choke to death. It's important that parents talk to their children about the choking game. Most children think the game is harmless, but it's extremely dangerous. Here are several warning signs to watch out for. Any suspicious mark on the side of the neck, any kind of strap, rope, or belt lying around the child without any reason, bloodshot eyes or any other noticeable signs of stress on the eyes, and any questions about the effects, sensations, or dangers of strangulation. If you think your child is doing this, talk to them. They may not know this practice can kill them. Remove items that can be used for strangulation and seek professional counseling. For more on this subject, go to our websites, WKYK.com or WTOE.com. Scroll down the homepage to the link under Games Adolescents Shouldn't Play. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.